Welcome to Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Wade. Today we are going over to 164 West Broadway. That is the gallery at the New Zone Gallery. And New Zone every year hosts the Salon de Refuse, which is the Rejects from the Mayor show. So Lottie, tell us a little bit more about how this show takes place.
All right. This is the 19th annual Salon de Refuse, and it had its origin in France, where there was an official Paris salon in the 19th century, which excluded some of the most experimental artists of the time, Manet and Courbet, for example. And those artists then organized their own show, and that was called the Salon des Refusés, which is where this name comes from. And here, anyone who has been refused by the mayor's show jury is eligible to hang his or her work at the salon. And this year, some 225 artists did do that.
Right. And I think, if I'm going by memory here, I think Jacob's Gallery had 360 entries, and this is
225.
So there are about 50 missing pieces.
Yeah, you forget that there's 52 pieces in the mayor's show.
Right.
There's about 50 missing pieces.
Many people think, everybody that gets rejected goes to the salon, and they don't. So there are about 50 out there that we don't know what they look like. I looked at the Salon de Refuse, and it's a different presentation because they have so many pieces to go and limited room. It's much more, they call it salon style, where things are hanging above one another. It's a different presentation. It's much more confusing, I guess, to my eye, because things, you can't just focus on one thing. No matter how close or you try and block out everything else, it's really intense.
Well, I think Steve Lariccia, who's the director of the salon, did a really good job First he painted and he cleaned the carpets, and then he decided where everything should go, and then he had some helpers, but he made the decisions. And I think he managed to have some space for each piece.
Right. It's just the nature of presentation. Right. I mean, you have 200 and some to put up there. What I find interesting is what you're looking for. I mean, if you're looking for good academic technique, like, you know, if you're drawing the human form, you get the eyes in the right place and everything looks right, you'll find some of that. If you're looking for just purely emotional presentation or content, there's some of that. There's all kinds of materials being used: sculpture, 3D, painting, watercolor, photography. It's all there. So it's like, if you just go in looking for certain things, you'll find them. They're all there. It's just an interesting show in that regard.
Well, one of the nice things that you can do there, and I did, is for $5, you can buy a green ribbon and put it on the piece of your choice. And I did that. I bought 3 ribbons, and I gave them to some artists who didn't already have some ribbons.
Being the democratic person you are.
Right. But pieces that I really like. And one is a portrait by Anna Horgan, and one is called Celebration, and is bought by Barbara Weinstein, and it's in pastels. And then there is a piece by Ellen Gebhardt. It's called Jazz Station, and it's in very bright colors and has the music coming in color out of the instruments. And she's an artist whose work I've admired for a long time, so that was fun to do.
Right. Well, and in full disclosure, I mean, I did say when we covered the jurying show at the Mayor show that I had entered a piece, and to just follow that along, I am one of the missing pieces that I chose not to hang at the Salon de Refuse. Looking at this show, tells you a little information about the mayor's show. It tells you what the jurors had to look at. So it's very personal, and we've talked about the jurying process and different people looking for different things at different times. It's kind of whatever mood you're in at the time if you're on the jury.
Right. So the Salon des Refusés will be on until October 16th, not as long as the mayor's show. So that's, we will get around to the mayor's show later, and it will be on the first Friday art walk on October 2nd. And before we sign off, I want to mention that there's also going on at this very moment the teen art show. It's called Fast Forward. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but there are 50 teen artists between the ages of 13 and 19 at Maud Kearns Art Center, and it's one of the few venues for artists of that age group.
Lots of art to look at in Eugene. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Lottie Streisinger.